Rabbi Beryl Wine is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wine Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wine, what parsha are we talking about this week?
This week is the parsha of Nassau, and Nassau is always the parsha that precedes the holiday of Shavuot, and almost always, there are exceptions, but basically it always comes before the great holiday of Shavuot. And I find one of the fascinating things in the parsha of Nassau is the section that deals with a Nazir, a Nazirite that takes upon himself the vows of Nazirut. He won't drink wine, he becomes celibate, he won't be defile himself, he can't cut his hair, etc., etc. Now, the ordinary Nazir was only for 30 days. There was someone that was called Nazir Shimshon, which is the Nazir who takes upon himself those vows for his entire lifetime. And the Nazir, the rabbis looked at it ambivalently. Why does a person become a Nazir? What's the motivation? Well, it's not hard to get disgusted with the world. And therefore, there's a... what was there? There was once a musical on Broadway called Stop the World, I Want to Get Off.
Right.
So that's right. So all of us have that feeling sometime, right? I want out, right? I don't want to bother with it anymore.
Nazir.
So the Nazir steps out. He steps out for 30 days, but he steps out in the world. And the rabbis didn't really approve of that. The famous statement in the Talmud, Lo Dayach, it's not enough for you. The 365 commandments that are negative not to do things, that's not enough for you. You have to come and add. You have to come and make more. Even though there certainly is a tendency in the Jewish world to make more. But the rabbis didn't see it that way. And therefore, the great high priest, Shimon HaTzadik, said that he never participated in a ritual of bringing the sacrifice, because a Nazir has to bring a sacrifice when his period of Naziris ends. He never participated in it because he disapproved of all the Nazirim. He said there was only one exception. He met a Nazir who was extremely handsome, to the extent that the Nazir was afraid that his beauty, his good looks, would drive his life. Because in the Jewish view of things is that anything that's too much, T-O-O-O, is not really good. Too rich, too handsome, too strong, because then many times what that blessing turns into a curse because of the fact that it affects everything that the person does and makes the person unnatural and abnormal and prone to making serious errors. So this Nazir said that he saw himself once, he saw his reflection in the brook, and he saw how handsome he was, and therefore he felt that handsomeness was taking hold of himself, of his personality, of his viewpoint on himself, and therefore he took upon himself the vows of Nazirus in order to calm it down a little.
Right.
And so then Shimon HaTzadik said, that's one Nazir that I met that I see it's justified. But most of the time, the rabbis felt it's not justified. People do it for the wrong reasons, the wrong motivations.
They say they're doing it to get closer to Hashem. Right,
to get closer to Hashem in this world is to stay in this world. To get closer to Hashem is to be a good person. That's the only way you get close. And therefore, in the Second Temple times, the rabbis strongly objected to the cult of the Essenes, who were practically monks, who lived out in caves, who were celibate.
People know them from the Dead Sea sect.
The Dead Sea sect, who, you know, the dip themselves in the mikveh five times a day. You know, the rabbi said, that's not us. That's not us. And we see in the non-Jewish world, we see this also, monks and all religions have these kinds of people. But never met with favor in Jewish life. And therefore, it's only the rare person, the exceptional person, who really is motivated as this special Nazir was that Shimon HaTzadik testified about. Only the rare person is justified in doing such things. We find, by the way, that even Shimshon, the great Nazir, in Tanakh came to a very sad end. Because also it was too much, right? Too handsome, too strong, his hair was too long. I mean, all of that together creates a people with talent, people with gifts are very, very susceptible to this kind of idea. And therefore, the Torah wanted us to maintain a balance. So to me, this Parsha of Nazir is a very striking parsha because of the fact that it addresses human behavior. It also addresses the fact that a lot of cop-outs and really negative things can be cloaked in faith and in religion and in piety. The Nazir sees himself as a holy person, and he wants that others should see him as a holy person. All of that is really part of the Torah, and to tie it together to Shavuos, the acceptance of the Torah, you can't pick and choose in the Torah. You have to take the whole package. Only when you take the whole package does it make sense. Only when you take the whole package is there a balance, and is it healthy, etc. But if you only take part, and whichever part you want, you've really got it skewed. And because of that, therefore, the Torah, instead of being a blessing, can be a negative thing to people if they don't see the whole picture and the whole perspective. Anyway, I wish our listeners a very happy Shavuot and a very enjoyable Shabbat Masoh as well.
Chag Sameach and Shabbat Shalom. You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.